This is a production of Cornell University.
A UA meeting, April 30th, 2008.
Well, take my word for it.
No.
Are you calling to order?
Yes, the meeting is officially called to order at 4:34.
Resolution.
Yes. The first item on the agenda is the approval of minutes from last week. That would be the 23rd of April. Do we have any corrections, additions? I see someone with them in their hand. Do you wish to move to accept? By David Rosen, second.
Second.
Second by Jules. And all in favor of accepting the minutes as terrific.
Jules has more
chance. Anybody opposed? Unanimous.
Jules is last.
All right. Passing around. What are these?
A resolution.
Oh, these are minutes in case you want to check. All right. Now, if I say it slowly enough, we'll be around. We don't have the names.
This is a litmus test or
Alexander Calvin. I don't know. Is Alex Calvin related?
No, they're spelled different.
Oh, yeah.
St. Louis was with a K, right?
No, C is W A N. All right. I, from the liaison to Coast and Judicial Committee, I move the resolution number 11, which you have in front of you, and therefore need not be read out loud. Do I hear a second? Okay. Second. Any discussion?
I just want to make one comment on the applicants who are not recommended. The committee did say that all of them, that they felt all of them could be good applicants in the fall, depending on whether they're interested in finding out why the committee didn't select them, or in the case of TJ, who was unable to schedule an interview because he was traveling out of town, actually on university business, they specifically recommended that he interview with them at the beginning of the fall semester because there's still a number of vacancies.
Okay. Any other comments?
I've got a comment. I guess it's more the procedure and the process, I guess. We said we had to come here for this meeting. We had to do it before a certain time period. I mean, for me personally, I know none of these people, and to sit here and say, yeah, approve it.
Right.
I just don't understand the logic of it, to be quite honest.
Well, I'll say the logic is something that the Coast and Judicial Committee, in a sense, it's a vote of trust for the Coast and Judicial Committee and its process, which we should be aware of. In other words, even if we're not aware of the name.
Mm-hmm.
If we wanted to take this in our hands, we would have to do the extensive work that the Coast and Judicial Committee is doing.
But I'm not asking to do that for any reason.
So what we have to do then is trust the committee that it's done a thorough job, and having been on the committee for 12 years and done this for 10 of those 12, I can tell you that it's very thorough.
I don't question that. I'm okay with that. It's just, it's, I don't know, it's a rubber stamp.
We do the same thing for that day.
It's just kind of funny.
Yeah, well, it may be a rubber stamp, but the point is, if we don't stamp it, then we show no authority in it.
Yeah.
And we do have authority. And if it was a corrupt process, we'd have the authority to change it.
Okay.
But in a way, we're affirming that it's a reasonable process, just as we did for the other. But I appreciate that. Yeah, I think
it's okay.
We do have to do it, and it's a good thing that we did. And
also, if there is more guidance you want, I would not recommend declining just list the candidates, but if there's more guidance you want to give them for the next time they do this, to, you know, tell you what kind of questions they ask, what kind of rubrics they use, things like that.
Personally, I have no intention of declining this. I just more of a clarification.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want like a tiny like sentence about each person, or like do you want to see copies of their
I don't think we want to start with that. But one thing, well, that's my recommendation, is not to start with it.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we could do is, you know, we've had, in case some of you missed it, the Code Judicial Committee was quite active this semester and this year, and so we had many reports from them, but they were not about sort of the everyday activities. Mm-hmm. They were more about, you know, the mode of doing that big job that they did. In subsequent years, next year, for example, I would expect that we could have a report from the Code Judicial Committee that would talk about process for selecting hearing review chairs.
It would be beneficial for me to understand.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they do a good job, but I have no idea what they do in the process or anything else.
Right, it's quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Any other comments? Okay, do we proceed to a vote? Everybody in favor of accepting this resolution and the list of any opposed? We have complete unanimous. I started to craft a resolution, another one, but I don't know that it needs a resolution. I think what we want to do is think about commending the Coastal Judicial Committee for its yeoman service to the university and to the and to our assembly in the past year. Especially in the past year, but you know, certainly over the years as well. And I wonder whether any thoughts about that. I don't think we need a resolution, but we can, I guess, send a letter of deep appreciation for their work.
That certainly sounds like a good idea.
Okay. Then. With the approval of the assembly, we'll draft a letter to that effect to all the members, particularly the chair, Kathleen Rourke, which is and co-chair Andy Cowan. Dave.
Yeah.
Yes. Can we have just since we did fabulously and we only had a half an hour. Can you just say a bit about the Health Services Committee?
Well, the Health Services Committee, after discussing with Sharon and some of the essays, we were going to try to at least try out some sort of liaison arrangement with one or two people from the UA who are in regular direct contact with Sharon and other, high up people at Connect.
Is that sharing business?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that discussion can be brought up in the UA, discussed by representatives from all the constituencies of the university, and then directed back towards her. The reason why she likes to form that in the UA is because it's more of a generalist type of group. She's not interested in, she is interested, but she's not primarily. She's interested in the opinions of generalist type people, not people that are just concerned with issues of alcohol or drug issues or other groups that they do have specific committees already. And the liaison arrangement would work better because she thinks that it would be consistent and regular.
Well, you already have a liaison. We have the post of liaison, which you volunteered for.
The committee that met around that liaison, that system didn't work in the past.
Well,
people that came were always different, and they couldn't become knowledgeable about the issues.
What does that mean, the people would change?
It means they had a committee. Sometimes people would come, but it was never the same people.
From the UA?
From the general population.
Okay.
And so it was just like there's no point to having it. It hasn't been 4 years.
Okay, but one of the reasons why it didn't meet recently, I think, was that the UA didn't convene it, right? Or...
Right.
Well, there were two things happening. The UA wasn't convening it, and it wasn't in the board's staff because the various constituent assemblies weren't able to find enough people who wanted to serve on it.
Okay. All right. Well, this ring, I'm just trying to figure out how to do this within our Constitution.
I just kind of want to echo that. When I
echo which?
The kind of general sentiment that was given, that when I first met, we did the Funnel Store Advisory Board meeting, there was one meeting, and their concern was that they had had a specific board, you know, a number of years ago, but nobody really showed up to meetings. There were different people. They put together all these materials, but they always have to go through the same initial presentation. So, I would be in favor of thinking of maybe changing the system itself a little bit to have it so that there are liaison positions, but it's not necessarily a set committee, but if anything goes wrong, there are some sort of institutional mechanism in place where it could be addressed through kind of like an ad hoc committee where, right now the function that currently the committee serves in the same as really our charter set.
Well, these committees, meaning every committee?
I don't know the nature of those committees. I know the nature of the one that...
Well, let's speak to this, the health services
one. Yes, that's
one.
What I'm saying.
Okay.
Here's the kind of ran into the same
right.
Thing.
Right. Oh. Went to Cornell United.
And yours was?
This is the Cornell store.
Store, okay. The store is... Okay, so you're saying that the store and health services, it seems, should be reconstituted in a different way, or a different set of... Okay. Well, we have a constitutional committee or something of that sort, I think, that's supposed to work on organization.
System review.
Right? Well, all I'm trying to say is that it seems to me like there's something we can do in the next year to separate out one's committees like transportation and planning, or not planning,
campus
planning, right. We can separate them out because they seem to be ones that we can continue to maintain in Code Judicial in an original form, but then there's some that have proliferated. In the case of the campus store, there's several different subcommittees, right, or something of that sort.
The one that I know is we had me and Basil had done a single meeting on the Store Advisory Board.
I see.
And I don't know about other committees around
that. Oh, I see. And the health services. Pardon me?
We didn't even have their committees for specific issues like the president's council on.
Right.
Right. I mean, focus on power issues.
Okay.
We didn't want representation from the more general perspective.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's in the minutes. It's something we're going to have to discuss next time.
Right.
But at least as far as campus store and the health services, thank you for getting something going in that regard. We have more members in this?
more than a regular.
Half hour, everybody.
Yeah.
Why did
they
want to have
a
we didn't because Clark is not available.
I think in that email that I sent out, it was suggested that a more central location would be convenient for more people, so people could get in and out quicker.
That would
help. Maybe another room is
Reference room. I kind of like it. Okay. We have several people leaving the UA this term, and want to commend them and say thank you for all your service. Would you please stand so we can give you a round of applause?
Who's that leaving?
I've spoken to folks and about replacements on faculty, and I believe other people have been in the graduate and professional. There are people coming on, and we'll meet them all next
spoke to the appropriate person, who was Charlie Walcott, I said that because of the increased interest among the faculty, thanks to Hunter Walling, it shouldn't be difficult to find people to replace him.
It's always difficult to find people to replace you, Dave. The last thing I wanted to say is that Codes and Judicial Committee, one thing we discovered in this process in the past week or two is, as a consequence of this, of all our deliberations about the code, is that the UA has a responsibility and opportunity to be a important part of the selection process for the judicial code counselor, that is the head judicial code counselor, and the judicial administrator. And in the past, not certain why, and it probably is not a power-grabbing move or anything of that sort, it's probably just a oversight, that responsibility has not been as vigorously exercised by the UA. And so it's been a process that's been, at least as far as judicial code counselors, managed by the president's office together with the law school. Jonathan was appointed along those lines, and we all got to see Jonathan, and we know he's quite a vigorous proponent for judicial code counselors, so it's not as if the office was weakened in any way as a consequence of it being managed by the president's office together with the law school. It's just that in order for us to be consistent in our interest in keeping the code and the judicial process a part of the UA's responsibility, we should be sure in the future to that we are engaged at the outset in the selection of judicial code counsel. Same would be true for the judicial administrator.
I'd like to extrapolate that on a little bit more. I think that's also true for all the other areas where the University Assembly has legislative authority in its charter, but that's not exercised for several years, including health services, the Cornell store, to some extent transportation, and United Religious Works.
Now that's meant for more than just an announcement. It's meant to be a charge to us all who are remaining on this for one more year at least, or if not, that we really do, pursue these things like health services and cancer store and keep it going. Speaking of which, you want to talk about transportation?
Oh, not much. Just wanted to remind anybody who's still here to make a move on board to that committee. They're going to continue to meet. They're meeting later this meeting in May and so on. So when you reorganize the new UA.
We could do something like this right now. We could do this right now.
Which is really good. They're independent and they meet every month. And
right.
All the markers of the ongoing committee.
Who is interested in being liaison to replace Dan? I think
it's. Say a few things about.
You following it? Thank you very much.
As soon as you leave, we're going to appoint you to this.
That's right.
They put forward a resolution that is quite progressive in terms of reducing cars and progressive transportation. Day. Which this body ratified.
TGR.
The resolution.
Oh, the resolution that we did. Yes, right.
And they're working on bicycle. The bicycle committee that's working on repayment and repricing is working with them on the
Well, I think it's useful to hear this because we're trying to stimulate interest
right.
in those who are remaining.
They're pretty much just retaining.
Just
take
the liaisons of the organizational meeting
in the next week or two. Well, all right, you guys, all
right.
One, it's what, next week, in fact.
7.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, okay. But some of the old members should keep it in mind, because if you're really fired up about it, it'd be good, rather than saddling a new member right off who may not, you know what they're getting into. We know that it's something that we need to take seriously and keep going on. That's why it's useful at least to charge us right now with that energy.
The other way to look at it is that you're bringing new members and you're making them heavily involved right from the beginning. You should bring them closer into the organization and get them involved right from the beginning.
Okay.
Could I ask, do you want to put a question to vote about having a central meeting location like this as opposed to Clark Hall?
Well,
yeah, it's older around.
Yeah, but now before the construction, when it had that beautiful view, I think it was a more attractive meeting space. But maybe
it's
2010.
Over large. I mean,
yeah,
where are we meeting on the 5th?
Seven.
We can certainly.
Could we meet here?
I can check and see if it's available.
All right. Yeah, and that'd be
free.
Good.
They charge us up there.
They do?
Oh,
for heaven's sake. I think, yeah, let's find out over here. And, you know, earlier in the semester, we had talked about changing places for meeting and going, for example, to North Campus, maybe, or going down to different spots.
Mm-hmm.
No, that didn't
I
work.
I think that would be more helpful.
Yeah, I feel like
central.
Yeah,
and then also more people will probably come if there's bigger issues.
Yeah.
Or bigger pizza.
Well, this makes for equal conversation.
Yeah, that's
people
true.
Aren't, like,
yeah,
far
that's
away.
True. All right, so if we can get here and maybe even keep it here.
Sure.
Any other additions, new business or what's it called?
I just bring up the campus planning committee because we were so busy with all kinds of other things. I thought it wasn't worth the time. I'll just spend 1 minute. And say, I think it's a wonderful committee that has Elizabeth got him on their time, has representatives from all over campus with different viewpoints from groundkeepers and architects and just regular people from all over the campus. And I think it's a really good committee that seeks input from everybody at any time to try to come up with a best balance decision. So I've actually enjoyed being there after that.
It's also, I think, I hope, just one, or trying to stake out, a sort of mandate that any time anything is going to be done on campus, it has to be cleared with the planning committee. And that's pretty new for them, I think, on the basis of the new master plan, that they have responsibility for making sure that new developments on campus are in sync.
It's not quite sure. Although the planning committee will be once the master plan is instituted, but it should be this committee. It's really.
You mean it might depend on your whole next.
It's my understanding that the campus planning committee does have to approve every building that's proposed on campus, and it has for many years. I just wanted to.
But the new responsibility is to make sure that instead of simply approving buildings one by one, that you're looking at the whole picture, and if this does this conform to the notion set out in the master plan of approving the new buildings and blah, blah, blah.
You're continuing as liaison?
Yeah, I'd be happy to have been.
So, any others? Well, I want to congratulate everybody on a good year, and thank everybody for coming so avidly and religiously to our meeting. And look forward to working with you next year. See some of you. What's up? Well, it was sent to us all, wasn't it?
Well, when?
Yeah.
I applaud, recognize, and thank the CJC and the UA, these are not my words, for its tireless effort, tenacity, and integrity. All parties worked hard and carefully to get to this point, but I want to specifically accredit. Okay. So consider yourselves recognized and thanked and applauded for your integrity.
On the other hand, he squandered, what, a year and a half, 2 years, trying to be really abominable in his conduct, and his kind of too bad all that collective time had to be wasted trying to keep him from doing something bad.
Yeah. And we weren't even paid for it, for God's sake.
Well, yeah.
And he did mention, had hindsight 2020, if he'd realized how it was coming out, he would have met with the groups before.
I think it's a useful thing for us to have the president come and talk to us early in the semester next year, and Biddy come back as well. I mean, the more we have those guys talk to us, and anyway, the more we have those guys, those folks talk to us, the more they understand that we are here to be taken seriously, and the more we feel that as well, I think. Yeah.
We have the hearing board chair, or the hearing board comes before us too.
Well, we were talking about that with Bill. Bill was suggesting that we have the CJC report. They've been so busy. The CJC plus the hearing board chair. Oh, ding! All those wishing to adjourn. Cheers to you all.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.